In this lesson, we are going to cover how to create video for social media. So why video? Well, people spend almost 2.5 hours a day on social media. And in fact, the average person spends 100 minutes each day actually watching online videos, with 72% of people preferring to consume video or watch video content over any other format. So it's pretty safe to say that video is the way to go when you're creating content for your social media platform. It captures the audience's attention greater than normal photos, and it also allows you to connect with people because they feel as if they know you. But interestingly enough, according to Facebook, 85% of people will actually watch video on socials with the sound off. So how much more engagement does video get on social media? In actual fact, social video generates 1,200% more shares than text and image content combined. So if you think about that when you're creating your content, that's 1,200% more shares than text and just photos that you take. Plus, people that are watching retain 95% of the message when they watch it in a video compared to 10% reading it in text. Hence the reason that all of these training videos or these training lessons and courses are in video as well as in text for people who like to read, and then audio for people who prefer to listen. So when it comes to creating video, you've got to start with three simple questions. First thing is, how long is the video? Second thing is, what do I need to say to get my message across? And then the third thing is, what do I need to see on the screen? So a couple of simple pointers. You have a social media planner. Use it. So that way, you're not trying to figure out what to create. Secondly, keep the video short and sweet. Videos need to capture attention, share a message, and get viewers to act all in a really short span of time. And you'll notice with these lessons, I think the longest one goes for about 7 or 8 minutes. For that reason, we simply don't have the attention span. Then the next thing is to make sure that the first few seconds really stand out. Because, believe it or not, we have the attention span of less than a goldfish. Statistically, our attention spans are 8 seconds. So if you don't get people's attention in that first few seconds of a video, they're going to keep scrolling. So, you know, you could look at asking a thought-provoking question, or starting with an inspiring quote, or coming up with some kind of a comment that's going to make people stop and go, what? Or having some kind of really powerful image. The next thing is using subtitles. As I said earlier, 85% of people view video with the sound off when they're on social media. Then you need to look at your lighting. Consider using an external microphone because the sound is just as important as being able to see the video. And then if you are going to use any music, please make sure that the music that you are using is not copyrighted. So It's called a Creative Commons license. So if you make sure that everything that you use has that, because if you upload something to Facebook and the music is copyrighted, Facebook will simply just shut the entire sound off. The next thing is using storytelling. And then finally, end with a call to action. People are silently begging to be led. So you've got to tell them what action you want them to do next, whether it's to view the latest plan or go to your website or comment. You've got to tell them what it is that you want them to do. So they're the simple pointers when it comes to creating a video for social. When it comes to video ideas, again, you guys are creating the product. So you can look at videos of clients' reactions at handover, testimonials, the time-lapse videos of, you know, major phases of the build. You are effectively creating the product. So as long as you're using your planner and you have everything marked out, then capturing certain moments in time and, of course, storing them and naming them appropriately so that when you use the image and you use the video, you know where it belongs is really important. And then, of course, creating the content that you can create once and then use in a number of different ways. So whether it's educational content, 5 things to do before you start a build, layouts and plans, or the top three things to look for in a good builder. They're all educational videos that you can do. You could be talking about products and services, and this is where reels are really good because they're seen by people that don't follow you. So reels are a great way to promote your business to new people. So talking about how-tos, before and afters, showing people the different products that you use, anything that's actually going to capture people's attention. You know, the other one is behind the scenes. And again, the time-lapse videos and showing your team same at work in building, because the whole idea with this is to provide value through education, humor, or inspiration, build trust through customer reviews or user-generated content, and then encourage interaction so that people that are watching this are going to comment and like and share and interact with you. So they're the tips for creating video for your social media content. In the next video, we're going to be talking about capturing the right photos.